أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're going to look at Surah Al-Dukhan today. This is Surah number 44 and there's 59 ayat. It's part of the group of surahs known as Hawamim. This is from Surah 40 to 46. They all start with Hamim. The Prophet had said that I have been given the Hawamim as a gift. They were revealed in sequence. So the chronological order and the order in which they're placed in the Quran is exactly the same. They're known as the crown of the Quran, the fragrance of the Quran, the decoration or the embellishment of the Quran. And the commonalities is sort of, they're the core of the Quran, they're the decorative surah of the Quran. They all talk about Musa and Fir'aun. They mention Tanzilul Quran. There is forgiveness in here. There was one Abu Darda who said, I am building a masjid just so someone can recite Hawamim in it. So that's what Surah Al-Dukhan is part of. There is a hadith which says that one who recites Surah Al-Dukhan at night, 70,000 angels ask for forgiveness for that person. So there must be something here that is phenomenal. Now we've divided the surah into seven parts. The first part, section 1, is from ayah 1 to 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the tanzeel of the Qur'an, the coming down of the Qur'an. Now just like we had nazala and nazala, we have tanzeel and inzal. Tanzeel takes time, inzal all at once, like we saw in Surah Al-Qadr. So Allah starts off by saying, Hamim wal kitab al mubin. I swear by the book that makes the truth manifest. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. Inna kunna mundhirin. Indeed, we sent this book down all at once on a blessed day. Laylatin mubarakatin. And I'll remind you again, baraka is more than is expected or deserved. And it is that revives that which was dormant. So where we talked about Laylatul Qadr, here that night is called Laylatul Mubarakatin. And this ayah tells us what the surah is about, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna kunna munzirin, we are ever warning. It's a surah mainly about warnings. And warnings are the mercy of Allah. They're absolutely phenomenal. So every time you think of smoke, every time you think of fire, every time you think of a fire alarm, think of Surah Al-Dukhan. And then he says, فِيهَا يَفْرَقُ قُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In it, all important decisions will be taken. يَفْرَقُ comes from فَرْق, a decision, an important decision. عَمْرًا مِّنْ إِنْدِنَا, it's a command from us. Next ayah says, رَحْمَةً مِّنْ رَبِّكَ, a mercy from your Rabb. So the first section, all about Laylatul Qadr and the Tanzeel of the Qur'an. Now the second section spans from ayah 9 to ayah 39, but I've subdivided it into three bits. The first subdivision is from ayah 9 to 16. And here it talks about those who doubt, and their doubts make them ignore the warnings, not take them seriously. He says, بَلْهُمْ فِي شَقِّ يَلْعَبُونَ, that is ayah 9. Their niggling doubt makes them less serious about it. And then ayah 10 talks about the Dukhan. He says, فَرْتَقِبْ, wait in anticipation. يَوْمَ تَعْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. On the day the heavens shall bring an evident smoke. Now there are two opinions about the smoke. It could be the smoke that engulfed the Arabian Peninsula when there was a drought, a severe drought. It's a red textured smoke because of the drought. The other opinion is about the smoke on the Day of Judgment, which we are told in Hadith will embrace the East and the West. It will last for 40 days and 40 nights. It will leave those who believe cold and those who cover up the truth disorientated. And in this section, Allah says that when this smoke overtakes you, your first reaction is to say, رَبَّنَا اخْشِفْ أَنَّ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Our Rabb, remove this from us. Remove this punishment from us. We believe in you. But he says, you already got a messenger amongst you. You turn your back on him and you call him a madman. You call him Majnoon. In fact, you call him مُعَلَّمٌ Majnoon. You contradict yourself. You call him knowledgeable and you call him mad. And the moment we remove the punishment a little, you turn back to your same old ways of evil. The next section gives the example of Prophet Musa and Fir'aun. Prophet Musa warns him, وَعَنْ لَا تَعْلُوا لَلَّهِ. Don't exalt yourself against Allah. In Ayah 21, he says, وَإِن لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِي فَأَتَزِلُونَ. If you don't believe in me, leave me alone. Prophet Musa raises his hands and tells his Rabb, فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنَّ حَوْلَي قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ. These are a guilty people. Now for a minute, we could imagine about the life that Fir'aun and his people had. Allah mentions it in Ayah 25, 26 and 27. He says, كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. How many gardens and fountains they left. وَذُرُوءٍ وَمَقَانٍ كَرِيمٍ. And cornfields and lovely houses. وَنِعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ. And ni'mas and blessings which they rejoiced in. Allah says, فَمَا بَقَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْذَرِينَ. The heavens and the earth did not weep for them, nor were they given any respite. And why? Allah says, مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيًا مِنَ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. He was arrogant and he was wasteful, he was extravagant. Then the last part of this section, Ayah 34 to 39, looks at the Makkans. Their defiance in not believing in the resurrection, because they said, "In hiya illa mawtatuna al-ula wa ma nahnu bimunsharin." This is nothing but a first death, and we shall not be raised again. And they challenged the Prophet. They said, "Fa'atu bi abayna in kuntum sadikin." Bring our forefathers back if you're truthful. And then Allah says, "Ahum khayrun am qawmu tubba? Are they better or the people of Tubba?" Now the Quraysh knew about the kings of Yemen who are called Tubba. The Prophet has said, do not slander Tubba since he submitted to divine will. Imam Sadiq alayhislam said that Tubba, this was the king of Yemen, said to the tribes of Aus and Khazraj who came from Yemen, stay here until the Prophet proclaims his call. Had I enjoyed an opportunity to be his contemporary, I would have been at his disposal. See, these were powerful kings of Yemen, which the Quraysh knew about. And when he came to conquer Medina, and he was told that this is where the last prophet would come, he left Shamun in Medina and gave him a letter to say that pass this letter down from generation to generation until the last prophet comes and give it to him, in which he had given his salams to the last prophet. And the 21st generation down from Shamun was Abu Ayyub Ansari. This is the blind person in front of whose house the camel Qaswa sat when the Prophet came to Medina, and where the Prophet entered as a guest. When the Prophet entered, Abu Ayyub Ansari, who was blind, gave him this letter and said, this is what generations of my family have been waiting for. The Prophet kissed the letter, and this king of Tubba was called Asad ibn Malik. He lived 1,060 years before the Prophet. So here Allah mentions them and says, look at the respect they gave and look at what you're doing despite having this awesome Prophet in front of you. The third section, Ayah 40 to 42, then talks about the Day of Qiyamah. Yawmul Fasl, it calls it. A distinction between truth and falsehood, when there's a final decision making and where there is no protection. Section 4 is a graphic portrayal of Jahannam, the tree of Zaqum, undesirable food described as kalmuhl, like boiling water, yaghli fil butun, that sizzles in the stomach, like boiling oil. And this is Allah's mercy too, for it is here to terrify the human beings out of wrongdoing. And remember, this is specific for those who refuse to be accountable, who do not believe that there will be any sort of accountability for their actions. The fifth section looks at Jannah. Absolutely phenomenal. And the beauty about the Quran is it brings it all to life. It talks about gardens and springs and silk and chilling with friends face to face. And in Ayah 57 he says, فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكَ. It is a grace from your Rabb. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. It is a great, it's a phenomenal success. And finally the sixth section, one Ayah, Ayah 58. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. We have made it so easy on your tongue so that you may be mindful. The Quran may be the most phenomenal book in the world. In fact, the only book in the world. And yet it says, we have made it easy for you to reach your full potential. Just read this book. Follow it. And finally, the last section, Fartaqib. The same word we saw in Ayah 10. Wait in anticipation. إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَقِمُونَ. They too are waiting in anticipation. So some opinions say that you are waiting, O Muhammad, for them to be guided. They're waiting for you to be defeated. So a phenomenal surah, which starts off with Laylatul Qadr. It has warnings in it, so that we may not have obstacles in being able to reach our full potential, and ends in essence in Ayah 58 with the Quran again saying, this book that was revealed is easy on your tongue. Be mindful, recite it. May Allah make us of the Ahlul Quran. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.